Most great is just the discovering the concept and system of time reversal, but where do you get the idea for discovering the system of the eight hidden stars? Like, where do you get the idea for those? Because they're not really related to time travel.
Next question, right behind you. To the question you asked just before you, you know, I'm not really meaning to blow it off, but I try not to go too much into answering the meaning behind things in Braid, because it's not really where I want to go verbally. You know, we got into it a little bit with the Pit of Spikes thing, but even that makes me really uncomfortable. So when you talk about bigger issues, about what's like a whole piece of the game about, you know, I feel like, well, the reason that I made that game the way I did is because it was the way that, the only way that I saw to express the certain things that I was feeling I wanted to express, right? So as I've been talking about in this whole lecture, there was a heavy discovery component, but there was also a pretty heavy expressive component in there. And if I could write an essay that said those things instead, or if I could write a little explanation on the internet, here's what a thing meant in Braid, then the game wouldn't have been necessary. But the way I feel about those games, about words like that, and especially when I've done interviews that kind of touch on that subject, is I feel like I always do damage, right? Because it's very easy to interpret words the wrong way, or be like, oh, you said this meant blah, 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 so I don't need to think about it anymore as a player or something. Part of the meaning in Braid that I find, and part of the reason I constructed it the way it is because of the interactivity that happens, right, in the way that it happens. And and that's an inherent part of what it is. And I don't feel like breaking it into, you know, the moral of the story is always look before you leap. Like, I don't think that that's valuable in this context. Or at least it's not something that I know how to do effectively. So when it comes to that portion of the game, I'll put it this way. You know, usually, you know, sometimes people ask me about that part of the game, and sometimes they're even mad about it somehow. And I'm like, well, most people who discover, I don't know. Most people who are mad about it learned about it on YouTube or on a forum or something. And I think that, you know, I knew that that would happen. And there are things about the design that, where I imagined what the unfolding of it would be, like people helping each other on forums and stuff. And all that played out. But I didn't think about, you know, 2 years down the line when somebody watches a YouTube video and goes, what, you know, they're mad, and I don't quite understand exactly why they're mad. It has something to do with, though, right? Wow, I'm going to go off on a super huge tangent here, right? Okay, so there's a certain way in which most of the games that we make are really kind of problematic. Because they're about, you know, they're what sells, right? And what sells right now is about making the player feel good. And there's certain ways that that manifests, right? In casual games, it manifests in games like Bejeweled, where there's not really a lot of skill involved. Like, you could be a really good Bejeweled player, and they're probably, if you are the top world's top Bejeweled player, you could totally kick my ass, right? I don't dispute that. But the game is designed to make anybody feel good who plays it, and such that skill isn't really a factor. So when you're playing the game, you pop kind of stuff down at the bottom, and usually it makes a chain reaction that you didn't see, and the game's sitting there for 2 minutes going, woohoo, yeah, good job, you know, as all this stuff explodes in chain reactions, and you didn't do that, right? So that's one way, right? And another way in which that happens is power fantasy, right? Going around and shooting lots of guys, or beating them up, and you're stealing people's cars, or like being the badass that you're not in real life, right? And that's okay. Okay, so first thing I want to say is casual games are okay, right? Power fantasy games are okay. But when it's the only thing that we ever make, right, then that becomes poisonous. Because what happens is you cultivate an entire audience who only knows how to care about things that make them feel good, right? Which is not, I mean, I'm going to make a philosophical statement that is completely unjustifiable, right? But it's not a mode of existence that is particularly recommendable. I don't know. You know, what kind of word can you put there? So, this is a pervasive design problem, and the industry as a whole is not necessarily, it has no incentive to address that problem. You know, there is a kind of a longer term audience issue, like maybe if we design games that are about other things, we can get a broader audience or we can get more respect as an art form or something. But, you know, we all know that these giant public companies are not the best at thinking 10 years out. Oh, if I do a couple things today and lose, you know, $100 million investing in all these risky games, 10 years from now, we'll really have a wider audience. It's just not what they do, you know. So, and even if that were true, it's not what they do, and it's not even demonstrably true. It's just a guess that some of us have. So I feel like when there's something like that in a game, like people see something in YouTube about a game that they had no idea was in there, and it's a major part of the game, you know, sometimes they get mad because, like, oh, I thought I was really a cool guy who beat this game, I kicked this game's ass, and then what the hell, you know? Or they get mad because there's some part of the game and it's like, obviously not about making them feel good. Like, oh, this was kind of arduous to do this thing, you know, and I didn't get a reward at the end for doing it. So why should I have done it? Well, that's a question to ask yourself anyway, right? Like, are the only things that you do in life for rewards? And if that's true, you know what? I don't know. Let's not go there. But it's really, you know, I just don't know how to talk about the problem any more usefully than that, because I feel like people who ask me about that, they're usually coming from a lot of different perspectives, but I find that their viewpoint is one that I don't particularly share. But to get back to the functional part of the question, you know, that part of the game doesn't seem to have to do with time manipulation. I would say that really, so the core theme of the game, okay, if I made a game that was about time manipulation, right, and the cool things that happen when you manipulate time, there's all these elements of discovery possible in there, like I was talking about, but it also feels like it's trying to be a little bit clever to me, right? You know, like making a movie with a, you know, like a twist ending and like nobody saw the ending coming or whatever, you know, like that kind of clever. And that's cool, you know, but it's not, you know, it doesn't feel to go beyond a certain depth to me, right? So what Braid is ultimately about at its core, in terms of what I cared about when I made it, is not time manipulation, right? Time manipulation is one aspect of the game that feeds into the central theme. And so this other part of the game that you asked about also feeds into that central theme, but from a different direction. So, and then, you know, other things, you know, like the graphical style and things like that also. You know, like what, you know, the style that we chose was kind of painterly and abstract, except for some things which were concrete. What does that have to do with time manipulation, right? That's a valid question that you could ask. And it would be the same answer, right? It supports the central theme of the game, which is not time manipulation. More questions? How long do we have this?